Okay. The next point on the agenda is election of chair, as per Kim's request. So I guess the first point is nominations. So I open the floor to nominations for the chair of the local finance committee.
This is Grace. I'd like to nominate Fred, who's been doing an excellent job, in my opinion.
Thank you.
Point of information, Michael Novick asking.
What's your point of information, Michael?
Does the chair have to be a member of the LSB?
Yes, that's in the bylaws.
No.
The bylaws specify the chair of each subcommittee must be a member of the LSB.
Alan, you're wrong. The bylaws say that the LSB does not have to choose a member of the LSB as chair. In fact, I served part of a year as a member of the LSB and being treasurer, and then when I resigned, I was kept on as treasurer for the rest of the year. So it's in the bylaws. The treasurer does not have to be a member of the LSB. The same thing for the secretary of the LSB. The secretary does not have to be a member of the LSB. Does that answer your question?
Yes, that's different from the committee chair.
I have a point of order for clarification. This is Grace.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. It's true that the treasurer does not have to be a member of the local station board, but we do have a rule that all committee chairs of the LSB must be a local station board member.
This is Kim Point. Can I have a comment?
Hold on, Kim. Grace, where is this policy enunciated?
It's a good question. I'm not sure. Maybe Michael knows.
Fred just said he was the treasurer after he was no longer an LSB member, and he was still the chair of the finance committee. So I think what has actually happened does not agree with what Grace's policy that we don't know what it is says.
Well, Michael is looking it up, so why don't we just wait for him.
But the issue at point here is the chair of the finance committee. I thought there was a local policy of the LSB that the chair was automatically the treasurer was automatically chair of the finance committee.
No, that's not true. They're separate positions. I was elected treasurer, and Kim was elected chair of finance the first year I was treasurer.
Thank you. So the simplest solution is to just elect elect the chair of the finance committee. Hello?
Bella to the stack.
Okay, can add more nominations.
Bella, you have the floor.
Finally, I have been trying to ask you to please acknowledge me for quite some time. I believe you muted me, so I could not be heard. I had a very important question for Barry before he left. Is he still there?
I am, Bella.
Here.
Good. Barry, where are all the outside contractors being booked on the P&L that cannot be found anywhere? And before you answer, I have noticed that all the audits that are done by different audit companies, because it's the rule, they have to hire a different company every fiscal year, they include the outside contractors with the personnel fees, costs. So therefore, we need to be doing likewise, and that's not being done. So that is additional cost to the personnel expenses, which all then would increase the percentages that we have no clue about. And right now, for the first 6 months of this 2020 fiscal year, salaries, personnel costs against revenue are at 64%. So where in the world is the outside contractors being booked on the P&L that cannot be found anywhere?
It's under
Bella,
programming.
Bella, line 62 on the P&L.
Line 62?
Consultants, temps, and contractors.
There you go.
Line 62.
For KPFK on the latest P&L. Okay. Are you finished, Bella?
Yes. I just wanted to, I had a question regarding that. And, okay. I am concerned about the outside contractors. They should be reclassified as part of the personnel costs because that is direct cost, direct expense for operating expense. That having said, that's another issue. But I'm very concerned that we have not been accounting for that. And Janine sent an email a little while ago. She wanted clarity on how to spell the name of the software and when is it going to be in place.
Barry, you want to respond?
Yeah, the name of the software is called Allegiance, Bella, and it's going to be hopefully going live on May 19th.
Can you spell that, please?
Allegiance.
Great.
Bella, you've got a lot of static on your microphone, making a lot of rumbling noises.
I was writing down something. Okay. Thank you, Barry.
You're welcome.
You need a wind sock, Bella.
I'm going to mute her for now. Okay. Okay. Back to chair election. Michael, you were talking.
Well, I can't find any policy since it is the case that the treasurer often is chair and the treasurer does not need to be a member of the LSB. I think it doesn't seem fair to say the chair has to be a member of the LSB. I was going to ask Dave Johnson if he had any interest in being chair.
No, I don't. Thank you.
This is Alan Beek. I apologize. I was wrong about saying the chair has to be a member of the LSB, and therefore I nominate Dave Johnson for chair of the Finance Committee.
I just asked him if he wanted to. He wouldn't accept.
Okay. Anybody else?
Is there anybody else besides Fred that would like to be chairman of the committee? I guess
that
we
was
can still
John Wanker.
Right? What?
That's John. You're John Wanker, right?
No, I'm Steve Kaiser.
Okay.
I'm just asking if anybody else on the committee would like to be chairman besides you, Fred.
This is John.
Well, John, would you like to be chairman?
No, I'd like to nominate Kim Kaufman.
Kim, would you like to be chairman? Sorry, Fred. I'll shut up. I just thought we should cut to the chase to see the people who would like to be chairman.
I'll do it. If people want me to, I will do it.
This is Janine. I'd like to nominate Steve Kaiser.
I would like to respectfully decline. Thanks. I appreciate it. Maybe Janine, you'd be interested? Janine?
I am behind on my secretary duties. Otherwise, I would be interested. Thank you.
So, Michael, on the point of procedure?
What's your point of procedure, Michael?
On the personnel committee, we having gotten the nominations, we did it by an email vote. I suggest we do the same thing with this one.
Okay, do we have to use Terry Goodman or somebody outside of the committee?
Well, we definitely have to go outside of the committee. I would like to recommend and ask if John Gary will do it, or if John and Terry Goodman would do it together. I mean, apparently the NFC didn't have a second person for that election, so I'm uncomfortable with that, and it wasn't done publicly.
No, the NFC was done. Excuse me. There were two of us. It was Terry Goodman, and I was the secondary ballot recipient, and we did stream it on his Zoom. It was a Zoom call.
I never saw the announcement. Otherwise,
okay. I thought our Pro Martin or somebody sent it out. But anyway, it there were two recipients, and it was observed
okay.
by some
All
people.
Right.
And
okay,
Michael was
And
Michael was the co-teller.
Okay, but since Michael's on this committee, I'd like to see if John Gary would do it. Because
okay, Kim, if we have two nominations and we have to do it to a formal email vote, then John Gary is fine with me. The thing is, it'll take. It can't be done tonight, so I'll have to continue as chair pro tem for next month's meeting, and we'll have to organize in the interim a mail ballot for the chair position. Is that all right with everybody?
I would suggest that the people attending send in their votes.
No.
First, second, third, fourth, fifth place, et cetera, because that procedure of the...
Alan?
I forget what that's called, but it's a mechanical procedure that we can all calculate
Alan,
once we see all the votes.
Alan, the chair, can the chair speak on this? Alan, that procedure is too informal for this committee. I think we need to have a formal email vote. And John Gary is fine with me, and if he wants to suggest a co-teller, we can arrange that. That can probably be arranged in the next week or so, and people can vote. And what happens is that the teller sends out a formal ballot to all the members of the committee to send back with their selection on. It's a very simple process, but it should be done formally in this case.
Fred, do
that's,
we have two candidates then? Is
we have
you,
two candidates.
Kim and John Gary?
No.
What?
Steve, we have two candidates. Myself, I was nominated by Grace Aaron, and I forget who nominated Kim Kaufman, but we have two individual candidates.
Not John Gary?
No. John Gary was proposed as the election teller to do the actual count.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
I just want to say that if people, more than one person or one person even, wants a secret ballot, then we have to do an email election. And so that's why we're doing that. And that's that.
This is Grace. I am willing to waive my right to a secret ballot.
But other people aren't.
Well, yeah. let's see.
Well, hold on, Kim. Is there anybody on the committee that wants a secret ballot? That simple.
I do.
Well, we have one. So that, in that case, we should have a secret ballot.
Ballot to the staff.
Bella, I recognize you, Bella.
You muted me. I wanted to run for chair, and you muted me, so I have not been heard. At this stage, I think I would like a secret ballot. It's okay with Kim Kim and Fred, and I want a secret ballot, and I will get in touch with John P. Gary.
No, you won't.
Well, oh, then you handle it. Yes. Okay.
I will. Both Michael and myself will contact John Gary about doing the election to see if he's willing to do it. So, Bella, you have self-nominated. Bella.
I would like a secret ballot.
Bella. Bella, I muted you temporarily. Bella, you've self-nominated yourself for chair. Is that correct?
At this late stage, yes, because you did not allow me to nominate myself.
You've nominated yourself.
You muted me during the time with the selection when people were being nominated. You muted me.
Bella, you are nominated. Okay. Anybody
John, into the queue, please.
John, you have the floor.
Since there are three candidates, we're required to use STV voting because that's required for all elections. It doesn't matter when there's only two candidates, just a straight vote is the same as a STV voting for two, when there's only two candidates. But when there are three or more, it's different, and therefore we need STV voting. It's in the bylaws.
John, you're wrong. John, you are wrong. Even if we have two candidates, it would require STV. Grace's motion was, if anybody objected to a secret ballot, and Kim did, so we have to have a secret ballot.
Yeah, Michael, do a sec.
Go ahead, Michael. Go ahead.
It's an instant runoff in the sense there's only one position that is being filled. So you can say STV if you want to, but the point is we're only filling one seat. So the STV will work out.
You are correct on the technical point.
John to the cube.
John, you have the floor.
Mechanically, they're the same. STV and IRB was a special case, that's all.
Yeah.
But after the meeting, I will arrange with Michael and we'll talk to John Gary about this and see if he's willing to go ahead with it.
Okay. I just saw an email from Janine saying that she's muted. I don't know if that's still the case or not. That was at 5:30.
No, she is not muted.
Okay.
This is Kim. Can I be recognized?
Yes, you can be recognized.
Can we move the agenda, please?
Any objection? The agenda is moved. So now we're on point eight. I have it here as review of the March Pacifica P&L. That's the one that sent out.
No. Point of order. No, we have a discussion of streaming.
That is correct.
Okay. So, there's over the last couple of days, I assume Pauline is doing her program right now, but she's streaming this meeting. There've been a number of emails back and forth about the issue of streaming these local committee meetings. And I sent out to the committee today an email from Otis where he set a policy in a discussion of the issues around streaming. So I guess that will frame this discussion. Do you want me to read Otis's email that I sent out?
No. Can I take the stack?
You have the floor, Kim.
I spoke with Otis, and he said I made my arguments for what we discussed what his policy said, and basically the way it wound up is his only concern is that there be a recording. So he doesn't care if you use Maestro, free conference call, or Zoom, as long as there's a recording that he can put up to say we had a meeting. So I personally would like to try free conference call or Zoom. I mean, Janine has been doing a great job with Zoom at the LSB meetings. I personally don't care about the video. I don't know what the possibilities for recording that are, recording the audio. But this way, with secret IDs, nobody can join this meeting. I mean, historically, for 10 years, there have been people who just wander in, you know, having an interest in attending the finance meeting, and this precludes anybody new from ever showing up. We're in a financially very difficult place right now, and that's usually when people would show up and want to find out what's going on. And this system, not only does it cost money, but it precludes anyone new from ever being able to attend or contact anyone.
Kim,
so
I'm gonna take my my privilege as chair to speak on this. I'm opposed to using anything but Maestro. The reason we use Maestro is the chair is allowed to control the committee meeting, and that's exactly what I've done tonight. And as Otis says in his message, CPB doesn't care anything about the issue of public comment. That's not one of their requirements for open meetings. Their requirement for open meetings is that the public can actually hear the meeting. And that's what we're attempting to do tonight by streaming this meeting. That's what Paulina is doing. The meeting is noticed with access on KPFTX. So I'm opposed to using anything other than Maestro. We use Maestro for the national meetings, the PNB, the three permanent committees of the national board of directors. And it's worked just fine for 4 years that we've been using it.
John for the queue. Fred, John wants to speak in the queue.
I hear you, John.
And this is Chris.
And who else?
Bolina is signing off. Please, Bolina is signing off. I have to go live now on the radio station. That's not given in any case. Please let me know when you're done so I can stop the stream right away. Thank you.
They'll be in a half hour or so, Paulina.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you, Paulina.
No problem.
Yeah. Okay. So I hear four people for the stack. I believe it was John, Grace, Bella, and anybody else? Okay, John, you have the floor.
I strongly prefer Zoom. It's 4 years newer than Maestro. It has far more features. Privacy can be, if you don't want to be videoed, you just put a piece of masking tape over your computer's visual port, you know, the camera. And additionally, it also has the ability to do recording of audio and visual. People can come in on phones as well as on the computers. The leader of the meeting can do the recording, and the leader can mute and stop anybody at all. It additionally has additional features, like people can raise their hand, members can raise their hand to say they want to speak and get into the queue. So it's just better for so many reasons, and it also opens up the meeting to anybody who just wants to be an observer, even if they're brand new. Like Wendell came in a while back as a new guy, and he just sat there for a while, and it allows people to do what Wendell did. We should support the listeners. I'm done.
Well said, John. Absolutely.
Okay, Grace?
Okay, the last LSB meeting was done over Zoom. It was not a good meeting, in my opinion. People were cut off from the line. People were muted by accident. It takes a lot more supervision. When people raise their hand to get on the stack, that eliminates the possibility of people listening on the stream knowing who wants to be on the stack. There are some benefits to it. It has not been. I've also been participated in other Zoom meetings, some with, we have a mediation thing on the national board. I haven't found it to be all that superior in any way to Maestro, except for the visual element, which more than half of the people on those calls don't even use the visual element. But the other thing is Zoom has a reputation of being very casual about people's anonymity and using private information of people. I think until that controversy is figured out, there are a lot of people in Pacifica who don't want to use Zoom because Zoom captures your private information and may use it for other purposes or sell it or whatever. I don't know all of the controversy, and I may not be explaining it properly or even correctly. But the other thing is, in terms of free conference call, the problem with free conference call is certain people who have cell phones can't get on without to free conference call. There is a way around that with free conference call, but it's complicated. So I don't think free conference call is really a good option. There have been some problems with Maestro, but I think the problems with Maestro have been minimal. So I would say that I would not really, especially because of the privacy concerns, I don't think that many people would not be happy with Zoom for that reason. But
John, for the queue.
If we wanted to open up a line, the PNB did have, I believe, a Maestro conference call where we had public comment. We can give a number for public comment, so at times during the meeting, people can call in or can be listening on the stream or even on a phone call and can be unmuted and be allowed to speak if we wanted to have public comment with Maestro. So anyway, that's all. It's up to the body.
John, for the queue.
Janine, to the stack.
I have a question. Michael. Fred, can you tell whether we have muted ourselves or not? Fred, using the system we are using, can you tell whether we have muted ourselves?
No, he can only tell if he's muted somebody, Alan.
I use a dog barking to show that I'm not muted. That's just a joke.
Yeah.
That
is
was me
there?
Not being muted.
Is Bella on the stack? Bella's Freddy. On the stack?
Fred may have muted himself. Fred, are you recognizing people?
He might have fallen off like I did a little while ago.
Okay, while we're waiting, I'd like to refer you to an article that from The Guardian, which is entitled...
Yep. Just lost Grace, too. Anybody there? Maybe I fell off. And I'm going to hang up because I can't hear anything unless somebody tells me they can hear me.
Well,
I can hear you, Michael.
Was Grace talking about the Guardian article that Bella forwarded to everybody that was published like 5 years ago?
Elizabeth von Gunten
published that to everybody.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Tim may be fine, but I think that the controversy about them being loose with privacy issues should be resolved. I've heard...
Yeah, I think Grace, I think it has been already.
Complaints on the MB level about Zoom.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people working on that issue.
I am on the stack. I was on the stack, and I
I also
and,
heard
and Bella, I was before you. Bella, I was before you into the SAC, with all due respect.
I heard Janine who wanted to get on the SAC, and she hasn't spoken.
I have a quick question. Who are the candidates for the election?
Bella, Kim, and Fred. Right?
Yes, that's correct.
I'm sorry.
Bella, Kim, and Fred.
I'm sorry. I had myself muted. Can the people hear the chair?
Yes, we can hear you now, Fred. I thought you were muted.
Okay, I had myself self-muted on my own computer. The point is that the chair controls the meetings. I want to say that Maestro Security is adequate for what we're doing. There are no problems with Maestro Security. And as for Zoom, I'll leave that up for other people's discussions.
Yeah, I asked to be in the queue.
Okay. I'm going to restate the queue as far as I know it, what it is. I think it was Michael, Bella, John, and Kim.
No, it was Michael. It was Janine.
I didn't realize it, Janine. So, Michael, you have the floor, and then Bella, then John, then Janine.
Yeah, I agree with the concerns about Zoom and freeconferencecall.com. Either freeconference.com or freeconferencecall.com. People often have problems calling in. Personally, I don't think it's a problem with Maestro Conference. If we can make it more widely available for people to call in, Grace just said that the PNB allowed people to make public comments during their call in Maestro Conference. So I think if it has that capacity, there's no problem with continuing to use it.
No, it was an LSB meeting where we used Maestro. And I'm sorry I'm jumping in, but all it is you give one dedicated number. Like let's say everybody has a dedicated Maestro number. Well, you don't have to do that. You can have one number that everybody calls into. One number in code is what I'm saying. And you can set aside one number in code for the public, and then you can take public comment by unmuting that one number and allowing.
Is this Maestro or Zoom?
This is Maestro.
Maestro, you can use Maestro in two different modes. You can use it in a mode where everybody uses a single PIN code, or you can have individual PIN codes for everybody. The advantage of individual PIN codes is, on the Maestro control panel, I can see who the person's name, who is actually speaking, who is actually called in. That's
correct.
What we're doing tonight.
But you can use a general number that's given out to the public and then keep that muted but open it up for public comment. Is that correct on Maestro?
Yes, but Otis has suggested that rather than having the public call in, we can call specific public numbers. In other words, we can call persons who request to speak as the public.
What?
Either way, there can be public comment with Maestro. That's the point.
That is correct.
Can we get back to the stack, please?
Okay, I believe Bella's next, and then John Wanger, and then Janine.
Thank you.
Bella?
Can I have Janine go before me, please?
Janine, you have the floor.
Thank you. Two things. One was that I just wanted to say about Zoom that the last LSB meeting, I had no idea we were going to have the call-ins we were going to have. So it became difficult to manage there. And what I like about Zoom is something like this where somebody was accidentally muted. They can still go to the chat line and be able to let people know, or questions can be asked, or links can be put up. That's one of the things I like about Zoom. The other thing I wanted to comment on that I was trying to get through when Barry was on, but was and it will come up when, I guess, when we talk about the motions later that were passed at the LSB. That's it, I guess.
Okay. I believe Bella? John is next.
Bella.
Yeah.
John,
yeah, Bella's
John and then Bella. No, Bella gave her position to Janine. John
I did
is
not.
Next.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
You did.
Okay. Okay.
Actually, I thought she meant is that she wanted basically Janine to jump the line and go ahead of her, but Bella would retain her place. Just Janine would jump the line that far.
Thank you, John. That's exactly what I meant, but he does not understand that.
Well, no, he understands it now. We just said it. It's just clarification. That's all.
John, speak to the issue.
Okay. I agree with Janine that the chat feature is invaluable because it solves most of the problems we've had within this call. Additionally, while the first Zoomed LSB meeting may have had some challenges, the challenges in general will work out as people get more experience running it, and there's a question of scale too. We probably are not going to have a lot of people wanting to come into this meeting, so the large traffic problem is probably not going to be there. And Janine is an experienced Zoom runner and can probably do that. And I just think it's a lot better. And with regard to additionally, I just got an email today from, let's see, today's the 13th. I guess this was sent on the 12th from it was actually on the 11th. Firefox, the browser, the open source browser, has been working with Zoom and so to address the security issues. And they're being addressed. In a month, we will probably have them addressed. And we should be looking at this, and I will send this communication to you guys to the Finance Committee list so that you have it. And that's about it. I just think that with regard to the privacy, put a piece of masking tape over your camera.
Fuck you.
I think that's the main thing. I'm done.
John, I will not use Zoom. I will not put Zoom software on any of my devices. So that means
Bella,
I can't participate.
Bella's on the
Bella,
question.
You've already attended
three LSB meetings using Zoom, Fred.
That was through a phone call.
Fine, you can still make
yeah,
the
you
phone
can call.
Call. That's the point.
Sorry, Bill. Sorry, Kim. I vote for Maestro. In any
okay,
case, Bella, you have the floor.
Thank you, finally. I am, by the way, John, I was the one who sent that Mozilla Firefox article. I am the one who sent that to the LSB and to you guys, and everyone got it. So, yes, many issues are being resolved.
Bella, move your microphone back, Bella.
Okay. How is this? Okay, so in that article, a number of issues have been addressed. Some are still in progress, and I agree that Zoom provides a great deal of options. And with time, I think things will get better. In the meantime, I will use the phone calling option until those issues are resolved. And as long as that remains open, as an option, then it works for me. At our LSB, we had 49 people in one instance, in one call, at the call. And that's including the 24 members of the LSB. So it can handle a good volume, and that's very important. But I wanted to say from the very top that I agree with John and Kim that we need participation from the public. This is what it is all about. Participation is what we need to promote. for all the LSB committee meetings so that the public is engaged. And that should be, and I chimed in with that guy up north, from the national office, when he sent his reasons why for against. I chimed in along with Kim that whatever best venue provides the best participation from the public is the way that we need to go, because we need more participation. So either way, if we can get a dedicated line on Maestro for the public, let's do that. If we want to use Zoom with a dedicated line for the public, let's do that. But the option for call-in and video, both simultaneous, that's great. Okay, thanks.
Can you put me on the stack, Fred?
You're on the stack. Go. Kim, go.
Oh, okay. I thought somebody else was before me. Can we take a vote and move on?
A vote on what?
A vote on what?
On what we want to use. You know, do we want to use conference call, Zoom, or Maestro? For this meeting. I don't care about the LSB.
Okay.
Let's get a vote, a sense of the committee.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask everybody. I have to. Grace, do you have paper and pencil since you're secretary?
I do, Fred. I've already marked it down. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to ask each of the members on the line what their choice is for conferencing. Grace?
Right.
Grace?
I like Maestro.
Steve Kaiser?
Zoom. I vote for Zoom.
I'm sorry?
Zoom. I vote for Zoom. Do you hear me?
Janine?
Zoom.
Bella?
Either way.
What is either way?
Abstain.
It's either way.
That's an abstention.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Next.
John Wager?
Zoom.
Michael Novick?
Maestro conference with the understanding that it can be used for public comment.
Kim?
Zoom.
Zoom?
Yes, Zoom.
What did you...
I'd like to ask Michael Novick to repeat. I couldn't hear what his vote was.
I said Maestro conference with the proviso that it can be used for public comment.
Dave Johnson.
Down Michael Novick for Maestro.
Kim for Zoom. Okay.
Okay, Dave Johnson.
Maestro.
Dave.
My phone stopped working. I'm voting for Maestro.
Who's this?
Ken Aaron.
Okay.
My other phone stopped working.
Thank you, Ken. Barry?
He's not a member.
But he's still on the call.
He's not on the call.
I don't have a vote, do I?
No, he's not a voting member. He has a voice, but not a voting member.
Doesn't matter. He's a...
This is an election. It's a vote. It's a vote. All votes, it matters. He has a voice, not a vote. That's the rule.
That is correct.
Thank you, John. You're not running the meeting. Barry? Okay, Alan. Alan.
Maestro.
Grace, what's the tally?
5-4 Maestro to Zoom.
Okay, I want to vote for Zoom if I can put that input in.
Thank you.
I wasn't taking notes. Let's see.
I got 5-4 too. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4 with Barry being a non-voting Zoom member, which would make it 5-4.
Five. Yeah, that's right.
Fred, I didn't have a vote for you.
You voted for Maestro.
Maestro.
Weren't there more people on this call?
Well, there were. There's Paulina. There's Paulina as well.
Paulina is busy. Paulina is busy.
Fred, why don't we just ask her after the call?
The vote is for Maestro. We can't, that's not proper. If somebody's not, that's against the bylaws. You can't have proxy votes.
That is true.
Okay, so the vote is...
Committee. Fred asked for a sense of the committee, Grace, and you're stomping over me. Fred asked for a sense of the committee, and Paulina is a director, and she's interested, and we have a whole month. We can revisit this in 1 month, but we're trying to get a sense of the committee. Let's give her the courtesy of asking her what her preference is.
In any case, can we move? It's now 6:17, and... I would like to move this on to discussion of the GM's response to the LSB's motions back in February.
I interrupt to ask, did I hear Janine Rohr is there?
Alan, you're speaking about being recognized by the chair, Alan. Janine is on the call.
Janine is there? What was her vote?
Yes, I'm here, and my vote was for Zoom.
I didn't hear that. What's the vote?
4-5. The vote is 4-5.
My vote was for Zoom.
4-5.
Which way did Janine vote?
Hey.
She voted for Zoom.
Zoom. Thank you.
Can I move the agenda to the next item?
I changed my vote to Zoom.
Bella, you voted originally for Zoom.
No, I voted to abstain. So I vote for Zoom.
Fine. That's how you were. My understanding, that's how you were recorded, Bella. Any case, can I move the agenda from the discussion of streaming? I assume we've resolved.
No, the issue is not resolved. If Bella changed her vote to Zoom from, she voted for something else entirely. Neither my Astro conference or Zoom, I thought. So
I voted abstain, and now I'm changing it to Zoom.
Yeah, so I'm saying that changes the vote to 5-5.
Yes, it does. If I may take the sack and make a recommendation.
What's your recommendation, Kim?
That we let Paulina be the tiebreaker.
That sounds good.
But she's not getting back on the call. She's doing a program right now. You understand that?
Yeah, we're not going to settle on that. It's not for this call. It's for the next one anyway.
Exactly. These are not, you know, this is not a life-threatening vote. It's a feel for the committee. Can we, you know?
Okay, I have a point of order here. Okay. First of all, may I be recognized, Fred?
Yes, you have the floor, Grace.
Okay. The first thing is, the bylaws forbid proxy votes. Okay. You have to be present in a meeting to cast a vote. So this is improper. And if it's just a sense of the committee, then it doesn't matter anyway because it's not an official vote. There's no decision made. The next thing is this. It would be highly improper to have Kim be the... I mean, how would it work? I'd like to know how it would work if Kim is the chair of this committee or Bella... Bella could be the chair of the committee because she is an LSB member. But if Kim, as a non-LSB member, is chair of this committee, would Kim be giving the report, the Finance Committee report, to the local station board?
And how does it work with, I'm asking a question. It's a point of order. It's a point of procedure of how this would work. If Kim is the chair of this committee and Fred is still the treasurer, he was elected by the to be the treasurer. Only the LSB could unelect him. How would it work if Kim is the chair of this committee and Fred is the treasurer? Who would make the, would there be a separate finance committee report, then a treasurer's report, separate treasurer's report? And how would this work in reality if that were the case, with to have a non-LSB member, a non-treasurer be the chair of the committee? I'd like to know.
Can I speak?
Bella, to this cap.
Bella, I hear you. Kim, you have the floor.
Basically, the chair of this committee sets up the meeting, notifies the members of this meeting if there are changes, like, you know, sending out the number for the meeting, sets an agenda, and takes a stack and makes sure that minutes get recorded and approved and posted. And that's what this does. As for writing a report, I mean, that's almost a moot question since there are basically not a report. I get on public comment at the LSB anyways and make a report if I think there's something important about the finances that have to be said. On the LSB agendas, for some peculiar reason, it's under committees. There is a finance committee under the committees, and then there's also a separate item for treasurer's report, which never made sense to me. So it's really not a major issue, but I don't know what the problem is, Grace, but maybe you see one. I don't.
Okay, Bella, you want to speak? You have the floor.
Thank you, Fred. Kim, yes, we need to rethink this. Also, when there is a closed session, that would be immediately in conflict with you. I would love for you to be the chair, by the way, but it would make things very difficult, which is why there is a rule, and I saw it in the policy and the regulations of a manual that goes back a few years ago. It has not been revised, or if it has been revised, it needs to be really brought up and scrutinized, because it doesn't make sense that a non-LSB member would chair, especially the Finance Committee, or any committee for that reason, because of the closed session policy. That would make it very difficult. And then given the report to the body of the LSB as well.
The chair of the committee, oh, I'm sorry, if I can respond to that.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you have to go through the chair, Bella. Kim, do you want to respond?
Yes, I just want to say, I mean, it matters. It doesn't affect the duties of the chair to be in a closed session. It's not material to the duties of the chair.
And the point of information from the chair, the LSB has authorized non-LSB members to be in executive sessions of the LSB. The secretary... is a case in point, so that can be handled by the LSB if it's ever necessary. Not a big point. Okay.
This is Kim. May I be recognized?
Yes, you may be recognized. I'm trying to finish off this point on streaming tonight.
Oh. Okay.
It was supposed to be a 5-minute item, and it's now taken us about 20 to 30 minutes. Go ahead,
Kim. No, I'll wait until after we resolve this streaming. And then I would like to obviously extend time because I do have something I want to be on the stack after.
I very much would like to move the agenda on to the next point, which was the discussion of the GM's response to the LSB's motions. This is going on 3 months since we passed those motions. This committee has not had a chance to discuss that in any way with any substance. May I move the agenda? Is there any objection to the chair moving the agenda at this point?
Well, I would. This is Kim. I would move that we use Maestro for next month, and then bring up the issue again of streaming or Zoom. How's that to resolve it for right now so we can move on? Is everybody okay with that?
Is there any objections to Kim's motion?
But we're not even dealing with that now.
Who's speaking?
Good idea.
Hearing no objections to Kim's motion, we're going to use Maestro next month. Can we move on to item 9 on the agenda?
Yes.
Okay. I've been putting this item on the agenda for the last couple of months, a discussion of the GM's response to the LSB motion. As people know here, in February, the LSB, the Finance Committee, put two motions that went to the LSB, and the LSB passed those two motions having to do with financial documents. The first motion is required that the GM and the business manager provide monthly financial documents to the Finance Committee. The second motion was a list of financial documents that the Finance Committee wanted to receive. I sent those, as chair, I sent those motions in an email to Aniel and Barry. I got a response back from Aniel a couple days after sending my email. This is an explanation by the chair. A response by Aniel that he would not be providing monthly financial documents to the LSB, but will be providing quarterly documents. And after that, the next day I sent a response message back to Aniel's response to the chair of finance, detailing why I didn't think it was a big deal and it was necessary that the Finance Committee get monthly financial documents. After that, I waited about a week and never received a response back from Aniel. I then forwarded the three email exchange to the entire Finance Committee and LSB. Would somebody stop
cooking?
Cooking. In any case, I hear the tinkling of glass. In any case, as I say, a week after getting Aniel's response and my response to him and not getting back another response from Aniel, I forwarded the three email sequence to the entire LSB and Finance Committee, and people should have seen that. Within an hour, I got an email message back from Aniel stating that he had filed a HR complaint that I, as chair of finance, had been bullying him in my response back to his response. I never sent that out to the LSB. That fourth message, I never sent out to anybody beyond. I didn't send it out to anybody. But I think I consider that that information is obviously sensitive. But I wanted to discuss it with the Finance Committee and get your opinions on this whole situation that the GM is still, as far as I know, is still refusing to provide us with any kind of monthly financial documents. So I'll open the floor to questions and answers on that. And does anybody want to speak on this? And do you want to request that I send email from Agnew with his HR complaint? And we subsequently know that Agnew is threatened at the LSB meeting to lawyer up because of emails being sent around threatening to fire him.
Fred, I have a point of order. I don't think that this should be talked about in an open session, especially if we're still being streamed.
This is Kim. Before you cut off that discussion, we can move it back to more neutral issues, which I would like to do. I think it's obvious, and it's obvious that the GM has been insubordinate for a very long time regarding finances. There's no approved budget, and he's basically refused to even make one. He refuses to address the financial issue at all. I would like to make a motion tonight that we ask the GM and the business manager to provide us with a fund drive schedule for the rest of the month, for the rest of the year, with, how they're going to pay the bills for the rest of the year. So I'm making that motion, explaining it, how that ties in. I mean, they're not accountable because nobody's ever made them accountable. So this motion is a step in asking for a particular, a schedule of their fund drives for the rest of the year and how they intend to pay the bills.
Is there any discussion on this motion?
I have some discussion.
Well, I recognize you, John. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think we need to be very, given that we're still being streamed, we should be very, very careful about what we say here. But I'll just note that I think that the members of the I think it's universal, I suspect it's universal, it may not be, in the members of the Finance Committee that we want monthly reports because we have monthly meetings and quarterly reports are just sort of, it doesn't fit. And so we've been asking for this continuously. Every month we ask for it, and we're not getting it. We've asked for it, and Agnew has said no, he won't do it. So I think that we may need to make sure that the LSB is aware of that, because this is now passing out of the hands of the Finance Committee and into the hands of the LSB, which had the power anyhow to do it from the beginning. It's just they don't have the time to spend about it, and they're not quite as urgently needing the monthly reports. So I'm sorry to hear this whole thing, and it's too bad, but I think that's what we have to do. There's more that could be said if we were in closed session, but we're not, so I'm not going to say anymore. There's one more quick comment, and that is, Kim, your motion for the I support your motion for the details for the plans for the fund drive reports, but that's a different thing than the monthly reports. They're both important. I support both things. We need them both.
Right.
And we need them immediately. I'm done now.
John, hold on. John, are you finished?
I am to me.
The chair would like to say I support Kim's motion. Okay. Bill, did you want to say
Steve
something?
Like recognized?
I'm sorry?
And put me back on the stack, please.
Put Steve on the stack, please.
Okay, Steve. Okay, Steve, go. You have the floor.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, on the stack. Bella was on the stack.
Well, go ahead, Bella. I'll wait for you, if that's all
Thank
I do,
you.
Fred.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's okay with you, Fred.
What Kim is requesting, it's called a projection. A projection is different than a budget. The two complement each other. Now, we need a projection since we cannot get a budget. A projection would be dandy. A projection would be...
Please lower your voice.
Sure. A projection would be very important since we cannot get a budget. However, we cannot request a projection without requesting a full accounting, including everything that KPFK owes, in a comprehensive accounts payable aging report. And the reason being is that without an accounts payable aging report, we do not know what we owe. And therefore, we would not be able to analyze and monitor a projection. A projection takes into account how much money is owed, what are the terms, when those payments have to be made, and based on that basis is where the projection has to be made. Then the projection takes into account a projection of revenue, but we know that the revenues have been receding and receding. So before we go ask for a projection, we have to understand what is going to be in that projection and what other documentation we need.
Okay, you done, Bill?
Okay.
Thank you.
Steve, let the chair run the meeting. Steve, I recognize you now, okay?
Thank you. Kim, I agree with what Kim's saying, that we should have some sort of evaluation of how we intend to pay the bills. And I don't think we've ever dealt with any projections, actually, at all. But what Kim's proposing would be a projection to the rest of the year. This coming fund drive is 22 days, and Barry said he expected to raise $600,000. So that's pushing close to $30,000 a day, which is a level that KPFK hasn't achieved in years. I would say 5 to 10 years even. So, that falls falls short of it. And I believe that NIDA is doing the monthly tabulation, the income statement, the profit and loss, and the balance sheet. So it's from there that we should expect them, and I think they're doing this on a monthly basis, so we should be able to get financial statements on a monthly basis that lags the meeting that we would have by a month or two. But that way we could be somewhat on top of it. I don't think we're going to get monthly projections. That's too much to ask of anybody. But an overall projection of how we're going to pay the bills, I know it's tough for them to come up with, especially in these unusual times. But, I think Kim's got a good beat on that. And furthermore, I think it's appropriate that we expect the general manager to attend these finance committee meetings. Now, he's always avoided these because he doesn't want to be in the crosshairs of our criticism. But it's appropriate for the general manager to come to these things. And I'd like to see the LSB actually make a motion to require him to do that and to show up to LSB meetings. As I mentioned before, Leslie Radford always showed up at this. And even though she knows she was going to take a lot of grief, I think it's time for Annyeong to do it. All right, I'm done. Thank you.
Kim to the stack.
Kim, I'm on the stack as well, and I haven't spoken
okay.
on this.
Okay, cool. Whenever. Go ahead, Jeanine. I don't know where Fred is.
Go, Jeanine.
I was muted. No, Kim, you have the floor, Kim.
No, I'll let Jeanine go, because I've spoken once.
Well, you've spoken more than once, but not on this motion. In
exactly.
any case, Jeanine, you have the floor.
Okay, well, I know that there's a personnel committee, and they're reviewing various things. I have only been part of this committee for maybe about 5 months, 6 months, and I'm really surprised that there's not monthly reports. Now, maybe they're really busy, and I want to just note what Barry said at the meeting today. He said getting all those numbers in, like, is so hard. I have brought up at the LSB in the public comment that perhaps there should be a bookkeeper that comes in once a week for 4 hours and enters numbers in, or once a month and enters numbers in. Because a business manager with the financial background that Barry has should know that these monthly statements, in addition, you know, to the situation that the station is in, that they're absolutely necessary to troubleshoot, because we're not getting better, we're getting worse, and we need to either save money or make more money. So we can't even see how to save money if we don't have a general ledger to look at every single cost that is hitting our station. And there, you know, I'm really surprised. So at one of the meetings, Michelle Manos, as chair, did a motion to call on the general manager to hire a part-time bookkeeper. And at that time, the body thought it was best for the finance committee to forward that suggestion. And I think by doing so, we would challenge this idea that it's just a matter of time, that they just don't have time to put it in. And if that's the case and they're overburdened, then that would solve it. And I would say that I know we don't really have the money for it, but we don't really have the money to not do something like this, because we won't get a budget from them until we start looking at the numbers and can make suggestions.
Janine, can I respond, Janine? This is the chair.
Sure.
First of all, that's Barry's job. We're pairing Barry to enter in those numbers. And secondly, the general manager formally responded to the treasurer saying he will not be providing those documents, and that it was too difficult and too expensive for him to provide those documents, and we did not, and the finance committee does not need those documents. I'm paraphrasing his email. You should refer to his email directly. But
can I comment again? I
sure.
believe that somewhere in the bylaws, because it got looked up when we wrote that letter a few months ago, it's in the bylaws that there are, there are monthly reports. I believe it's not me that read them, but someone read them for us. So, And the other thing is, when they say that they don't have time, I also remember Barry saying at another finance meeting that the general manager was running a business on the side and didn't have a lot of time to. That's why he couldn't make the finance meetings, is because he had to attend to his other business.
Janine, I don't want to get this organization sued for libel. Please do not refer to rumors.
I was just repeating something Barry said in a meeting, that's all.
That is not a rumor.
I'd like Steve to the stack, please.
Steve, Kim, were you on the stack?
Okay, wait a minute, Fred, I got to say something.
Barry, Barry's still on the conference, by the way.
Okay, first of all, in Janine's comment, I did not say that Aniel has a business on the side that he's running, which keeps him from attending the finance committee meetings. I never said that. He's out raising money for the station. That's what he tells me anyway when he doesn't come to the meetings. Okay? The second thing, I think it says in the bylaws that the financial reporting should be done on a quarterly basis, if I'm not correct.
You're not correct. I can clarify.
If you look up in the bylaws.
Who's speaking? John.
This is John Wenger. Barry, I'm sorry.
John, I have not recognized.
For Fred, if you'd like to recognize me, I'd be happy to answer the question. Yeah.
Barry, as far as the bylaws go, Pacifica National Board has a set of policies and procedures, which I've seen, which specifies that stations will provide monthly reports to the treasurers and to the LSBs. So there is a policy by the Pacifica National Board that requires this. The bylaws may say quarterly reports someplace, but I don't think the bylaws get that specific.
Okay. Are you sure it's not like individual stations, like, you know, on a quarterly basis? I think I remember reading it was like on a quarterly basis.
No, I have a policy manual that I got from Lydia that is 15 years old, where there is a policy promulgated by the TNB that the stations will provide monthly financial documentation to both the LSB and treasurers.
Okay.
I can show you that. Okay, Michael, you have the floor.
Wait, Fred, what happened to my thing? I was asking to respond to that.
Oh, yeah, John.
Okay, hold on, John. John, you have the floor, and then Michael and Bella.
No, wait, Steve. Okay. Steve wanted to. I'm for Bella.
I'm glad, Steve.
All right.
John, okay. Try to make this. We're already past time certain for adjournment. I should really ask for a motion to add more time.
Add half an hour.
Motion to extend. Motion to extend.
Second.
You don't need a second in committee. Is there any... quiet, Bella. Is there any objections to the motion to extend 30 minutes?
Yes.
Is there any objections?
I'm tired. I'd like to adjourn.
15
well,
minutes,
then we can
please.
Take a vote.
There's an objection. So,
15 minutes.
Till 7 o'clock.
I'm sorry.
Let's take a vote.
All opposed.
It needs a 2/3 majority to pass. So I'm going to go through this. Grace, do you agree to go to 7 o'clock, to adjourn at 7 o'clock?
No.
15 minutes, please.
Shh. Bella. Okay, Steve.
Yes.
Janine, do you agree to extend the meeting?
Okay, yes,
Bella.
I do.
John.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes, till 7.
Kim.
Yes.
Dave Johnson.
Yes.
Well, Polina is busy. Alan Beek.
Yes.
Barry.
Not the member.
Yes.
He's not a voting member.
He's the business manager. He's a pro tem member of this.
Enough. Let's go.
He's an ex officio member.
Don't make stuff up.
Okay. He's an ex officio member of this committee.
No,
okay.
He's not, Fred.
Okay. In any case, I rule that we have a 2/3 majority. We go to set. We are time certain.
Not call me.
7 o'clock.
Ken Aaron.
You
made the motion.
Bella, okay. 7-0 right now.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
No, there's it's 7-1.
It's 12 minutes.
7-1. So let's go.
No,
okay?
It's 7-2, but okay. Ken just voted no.
Let's stop wasting time and proceed.
Yes.
Okay. So I believe it was John, then Michael, and then Bella, and then Steve on the stack.
And
Kim, and the motion that's on the floor is from Kim to send a request to the general manager to provide the finance committee with the fund drive information for the rest of the year.
And
okay.
How he expects to pay the bills, a plan for how to pay the bills.
Fine. Okay, John, you have the floor.
Yeah, two quick points. There are two requirements. One of them has to do with the input. The other has to do with output. The treasurer is required by the bylaws to write these reports, these quarterly reports, and send them out. That's requirement number one. Number two, the LSB and the Finance Committee have again and again set policies and made requests and everything to get monthly status reports, all these reports for the Finance Committee, which is basically the technical support for the LSB, so that we can be well informed. So there's two sets of requirements, and that's all there is to say about that.
Thank you. Michael?
The long-standing past practice has been that we received monthly reports. This goes back years under which we had interim business managers and interim CFOs, and still we were able to get a monthly report every month regarding the P&L at least and the station finances. The quarterly reports comes from requirement in the or not a requirement, but a power of the LSB, powers and duties of the LSB, to review and approve the station's budget and make quarterly reports to the foundation's board of directors regarding the station's budget, actual income, and expenditures. If we only get a quarterly report from the station, it's almost impossible to make a quarterly report in a timely way in the actual income and expenditures to the PNB. So
thank
I think
you.
We need to get monthly reports.
And may I add, as chair, that monthly reports are the standard at nonprofit organizations in general. And I think it's Bella, then Steve, then Kim. Bella?
Thank you.
Janine, again, yeah. To the stack.
Okay.
Okay.
Janine, after Kim. Bella, you have the floor.
Thank you, Fred. Okay, so I was the one who sent and also printed several copies of the 2007 policy manual, and nothing else has been done since then. Therefore, we need to go by those policies, and they remain the only policies of governance for KPFK. And there's 2007.
Bella. Correction, Bella. That policy manual sent out does not have a pass date, but I have a policy manual from the PNB that I got from Lydia that does have a pass date in 2004.
Okay, this is 2007. 2007. Okay, so which one is earlier and which one is later? You figure it out. Let's not argue.
Bella, can I answer? Bella. The PNB policy manual is from 2004 to 2007. I think it was passed in 2005. The PNB manual overrides the LSB manual.
I understand. Why is it that you have not shared that with everybody? Why is that?
Haven't gotten around to it.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I want to say that in not just for nonprofits, for profit and nonprofit in the accounting world, in the business world, you must have monthly reports. There is no way around that. We have allowed this GM.
Please do not shout.
Okay.
Please do not shout.
Yeah. We have allowed this GM to do whatever he wants, and we deserve the punishment. We deserve the punishment because we have been dexterous. We have been in another space and time and not doing our fiduciary duty to make the demand so that we can do our work, our business, as we were elected to do so. We have to take our share of the blame. This is not the first time I say this. I can turn blue in the face. So monthly report is how any finance committee, any finance department
function. 6 minutes left.
Thank
you. Done, Bella?
Steve, do not run the meeting.
By the way, I sent all of you earlier on a report that took me quite a while to do. I compiled the salaries against revenue against against revenues from 2007 till March 2020. It's in your inbox. I suggest you look at it because there you will read the numbers, how the station is doing, and that will answer many questions. Right now we are at 64% of salaries against revenue. And so,
Could you stick to the issue at hand?
Yes, I already said I have an amendment that for the rest of the year, for the rest of the year projection, we need to get a comprehensive accounts payable agent report. Before we do that,
5 minutes left.
Friendly amendment.
Hold on.
That's right. Friendly
hold
amendment.
On. I don't recognize you. Who's speaking?
Hey, Steve, I'm next.
Okay, Steve Kaiser is next. And I'm
going to,
as chair,
I made a friendly amendment. I made a friendly amendment, Fred.
What is the amendment?
The friendly amendment, which I submitted now 20 minutes ago, I'm repeating it again, that before we make a motion, push a motion to request a projection for the rest of the year, we first have to get a comprehensive accounts payable aging report. And then we can look at those numbers so that we can then request the projection.
That's a long, complicated amendment. We only have...
Four minutes left.
Bella, I had to put Bella on mute. We only got 3 minutes left until time certain to adjourn.
I got a real question for Barry. Isn't NEDA tabulating these numbers? Aren't they giving us monthly reports for all the stations? Barry?
Hold on. Steve?
Do you want me to answer?
Wait.
Yeah, please, Barry.
Steve. Please wait for the chair to
recognize me.
Yes. And first of all, yes, all the documents we've been getting have been from NEDA. We have gotten nothing from Aniel or Barry since January.
So, Barry, can we get a monthly statements from NEDA?
Yeah, Tamara is actually giving the monthly statements for the whole parent company.
So why do we have an issue here? We're already getting the statements. You just have to distribute it to the Finance Committee.
That's not the same thing as KPFK.
Why is it not, Fred?
KPFK is in there, Fred. KPFK, KPFA, KPFP, WBAI, PFW. They're all in there.
Barry, we've asked for other additional documents like aging reports, check register.
Okay,
General
Ledger. Let me just explain something to you, Fred. In the Great Plains, that is an aging report. That's what it's showing you, how the payables are aging over a 90-day period. It's showing you that right there. It tells you what payables are due now, that are current, and what payables are due down in the future, that are old, that are aging.
Barry,
that's why they call it aging report.
Barry, we're not getting any aging reports from NEDA.
Oh, okay.
That's the point.
We can get the P&L and the balance sheet from NEDA. That's what we need. And so I
general ledger.
We're not going to look at the whole general ledger. That's too much.
Jeanine, hold on. Hold on, everybody. The chair controls the meeting. Please ask for the floor from the chair, okay? No crosstalk.
I've
got to
go. Thank you.
We're at time certain already. Is there any objections to passing Kim's motion as presented?
I mailed it to everyone.
I object. I had a friendly amendment.
Well, we don't have time for your amendment. It's time certain to adjourn. We have to go. Bella.
If it's on the floor, it has to be voted for, Fred.
I vote yes.
Well, Kim, I just asked if there was any objections to passing your motion. Bella objected. So we have to take a vote on the motion.
She made an amendment, Fred. That has to be voted on first. I don't know what the amendment is. I couldn't repeat it. I sent my, but nevertheless.
This is ridiculous. Extending
yes,
these meetings to 3 hours. That is obscene.
Well, you didn't follow your own agenda and the time you set for that, Fred. So the
call for orders of the day at 7 o'clock.
Time's up. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Are you voting? Hello?
I'm here.
Well, if you're going to make me take a vote on Bella's amendment, I don't even know what her amendment is.
Because you're not hearing it. You're not hearing the amendment. It's very simple. To request a comprehensive accounts payable agent report.
You know, you make Kim's motion so complicated by adding an amendment to it. It's useless.
Fred, you have no accounting background, Fred. And that's what makes it so difficult.
Kim to the stack.
I don't think we have quorum.
There's nothing else. Just take the votes up or down on the amendment and then the motion, and the meeting's over. It's 7:01.
Right.
Okay, is there any objection to Bella's motion?
Amendment.
It's an amendment. Yes, I object, because it's not an amendment to my motion. It should be separate.
So let's vote on it.
Vote no.
Okay, is there any objection to voting down Bella's amendment to Kim's motion? Is there any objection?
I object to voting down her amendment.
You can't.
I am in favor of her amendment, Janine.
Just call the roll on the amendment, please.
Yes, please.
Okay, Grace. On Bella's amendment.
Grace votes no.
Janine.
I am in favor of the amendment. It seemed like you repeated it back the opposite way, so that's why I'm stating it that way.
I'm trying to save time. Bella, you're on your amendment. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. John Wanger.
I'm going to think about it a little bit more. Go ahead. I'll come back to me.
Michael.
Abstain.
Okay. Kim.
Abstain.
Lena.
She's not here, Fred.
Okay. Dave Johnson.
I'm voting no because I want it to be a separate motion.
Okay, Alan B.
No.
Okay, the noes have it. So the Bella's amendment is voted down.
Okay.
Now,
the motion now
we're going,
please.
We're going back to Kim's motion. We're voting on Kim's motion. Grace Aaron.
Any objection?
Abstain.
Okay, Janine.
I'm abstaining.
Okay, Bella.
Abstain.
Okay, John Wanger.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fred, myself, the chair. Yes. Dave Johnson.
Yes.
Alan B.
No.
Well, I have five yeses, and
is
I
Ken,
believe three.
Is Kim
three
still on the call?
Yes, Kim. Kim is still on the call.
No,
Ken.
K-E-N, Ken.
I don't think Ken's still on
on the call.
Okay.
It's 5-1 with a couple of extensions.
That's right.
And okay, good night. Meeting's over.